Welcome to The Economy and You, a 5-minute look at the way developments in the local economy and financial field impact your day-to-day life. On today's program, we explore the economic possibilities created by the decriminalization of marijuana for research and medicinal purposes. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Dangerous Drugs Amendment Act 2015 officially became law on April 15, and under the law, marijuana became decriminalized for medicinal and industrial research purposes. This is part of wider plans by the government for the establishment of a legal marijuana industry, which will become a major contributor to the Jamaican economy. But how exactly will this occur? According to Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell, the idea is to transform Jamaica into the world leader for the production of high-quality medicinal marijuana and its scientific byproducts.
I want, when anywhere in the world people talk about medicinal ganja, it's not about Colorado. I want Jamaica to be that center of excellence. But we know that this industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. I only want to earn $1 billion from it per year annum. US.
He says the government is firmly focused on helping to unearth the numerous medicinal and curative properties of marijuana and will be granting licenses to organizations equipped to undertake the necessary scientific studies to do so. Already, licenses have been granted to the University of the West Indies and the University of Technology to begin research. In a ceremony at the University of the West Indies on April 20, the first legal ganja seedling was planted on the school compound, signifying the scientific departure point being adopted by the government. Minister Paulwell says other organizations interested in capitalizing on the burgeoning medicinal marijuana industry must demonstrate credible and reliable research and development procedures.
But the law allows me to grant other authorization to other bodies. And I want to say to those persons who are thinking of being involved in the commercial aspects of it, that probably you need to start by looking at your own research and development and the opportunities being created in this space for you to do your research and development.
Organizations which are granted research licenses will also be allowed to contract farmers to supply them with marijuana, opening up economic opportunities for individuals across the country.
But I'm hoping that when you go out there to find farmers, you start with the small farmers in Jamaica. I know that some of the farmers like the THCs, but please don't smoke away the profits.
The government also has plans to protect the reputation of Jamaica's ganja on the international scene. Through a facility called a geographical indicator, the government will seek to attach intellectual property rights to Jamaican ganja, ensuring that the country benefits where overseas interests seek to profit from its use. A geographical indicator is a sign or logo authorized by the World Intellectual Property Office for use on products which have a specific geographical origin and possess qualities or a reputation due to its origin.
Through geographical indications, steps are being taken to ensure that intellectual property of traditional ganja growers, such as the Rastafarian community, will be protected. This is essential as we move towards the commercialization of the industries. This is also key to facilitate the determination of ownership of strains or brands.
Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton. Through a systematic and steady approach, the framework is being laid for the establishment of a viable, internationally competitive medicinal marijuana industry, with the aim of reaping considerable economic benefits for the nation's people.
I am optimistic that if we play our cards right, from the legal platform that has been created by the new law, I think very good things can happen for the people of Jamaica and all the people, especially those who have struggled in the shadows to build the brand and the quality of the plant that exists here now.
Minister of Justice, Senator Mark Golding. That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of The Economy and You.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.